Blog Talk Radio.
I'd like to talk to you this evening. I'd like to talk to you about getting on when things are not going quite so well. Like this morning, I woke up. You gotta keep on keeping on.
welcome to another week of BlogTalkRadio.com here at the Hear No Evil show. I'm Darlene Lewis, your show's host and producer, and I want to welcome you to another week. Listen, this has been a very, very, very good week. We've had some new elections. The Republicans are now in control of the House of Representatives. However, the Democrats have the Senate. So hopefully agendas will be processed without any type of disorderly conduct, and they will come together and have a meeting of the minds. I know stocks have risen since the Republicans have taken over on this past couple of days, so hopefully money will start generating in society, and job creation will be a number one priority. But there are a lot of people unemployed. We're up at 9% unemployment here in America, and that's really not good. Today's topic, men and women, on the subject of would you date a woman with a weave, wig, or hairpiece? And men are constantly arguing with women about making love and not being able to pull and tug on their hair for fear that their hair may rip the flesh or come off. Now, why do men want to be so brutal during lovemaking? I don't know. Why are women stating that wearing their weaves, wigs, or hair pieces should be respected? So, guys, what is your take on this? Give me a call right now at 347-989-0761. Now, let's talk about the history sometimes of why people wear wigs, because it's an interesting thing that no one can be totally sure as to when the first wig was invented, but they have found Egyptian mummies with wigs that are over 4,000 years old. It is known that the ancient Persians and also the ancient Greeks wore them, as too did the Romans, who were reported to be rather fond of golden wigs. Now, these days, wigs are worn for a variety of cosmetic reasons. These can vary from just plain vanity to those worn to hide medical issues that involve hair loss. In general, wigs are worn more by women than men. However, it is believed that the gap is rapidly closing. As men become more concerned about their appearance, the first thing that goes, usually, is their hair, and wigs often a cheap alternative to the laser treatments. For women, there are a number of reasons to wear wigs. Some women have extremely hard to handle hair. With a wig, it takes less than 30 minutes to get themselves looking right, as opposed to making themselves look just so. After more than double the time trying to get their own hair right. Now, I have worn wigs, I have worn weaves, I have worn hair pieces. I can't say which ones I prefer most. It's basically according to the day, the outfit, the occasion. My experience with my first weave was in 1990, I believe. I went to a place called Diane. She was like a famous weaver. And the first time I went there, I think I spent like $200-$300, or maybe $100. I don't know that. And back then, that was a lot of money. And she weaved my hair. Excuse me, I have a slight cold. She weaved my hair with threading. She cornrowed my hair, and then she sewed the hair on top of my cornrows. After she did my hair, she styled it. It was nice. It was good. It was a bit much. It was too big. It was too thick. I didn't really know how to manage it. And so I started going to see a girl by the name of Debbie Lewis who used the glue. Now, the difference between the glue and the threading is this. With the sewing, you have to really, really know where the thread ends and begins, because you wind up cutting your own hair. And if you don't upkeep your weave with the glue and you start trying to do it yourself, which I did, it caused massive damage to my hair because I was putting the glue in abundant amounts, and it really, really took my edges off, and it took me many, many years to grow my hair back. I started wearing wig pieces, I think around 18. I used to insert, like, wig pieces in to make my ponytails longer. And I really like those. The only thing about wig pieces is that, you know, you can wear but so many styles, either ponytail or cornrow with a ponytail. So those didn't work. The wigs I never really got into until the lace front came out, which was really a good product that that I really liked using. But, you know, I go back and forth. I sometimes just wear nothing. I'll just wear my hair in a ponytail, or I'll wear the lace front, which is something you could just take on. And we have a caller calling in. Welcome to blogtalkradio.com, the Hear No Evil show. Welcome, caller.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, hi. Who am I speaking with?
This is Tracy, your Facebook friend from A Step Above Footwear. And I saw you got pasted on there about would I date a man that wears a hairpiece?
Yes, no. A man or a woman wearing a hairpiece is the subject.
No, I would not date a man wearing a hairpiece. Isn't that awful?
Well, you know, to each his own. Everybody is subject to their own opinion. Where are you located?
I'm here in Atlanta.
Oh, very good, very good. And why wouldn't you wear a man with a hairpiece or cornrows or extensions?
It's just something about a man. I don't wear anything in my hair. I do perm my hair, but it's just something about a man going to have hair put in his head, weave or a toupee or extensions. I mean, I want a man that's so okay with himself that he doesn't need that. You know, we women, we go through great pains to be beautiful, but a man just, you know, what are you trying to do? Be pretty? And if you're trying to be pretty, I own a shoe store that carries sizes 9 to 13 only. So I see a lot of supposedly men come in here buying my shoes. These are ladies' shoes, okay?
Really? Oh, my God.
So I want all men.
Mm.
I don't want to compete with him in the morning for the mirror but get his house straight, and I'm trying to get mine straight.
You know, that's a great point. Well, I want to thank you for calling in to give your opinion. And
okay.
That was Tracy from Atlanta.
Yes,
and,
it is.
And do listen often. We come on every Thursday at 6:30. And please listen in and have your friends call in also. Thank you.
I will,
calling.
And have your listeners come by and see me at A Step Above Footwear on Ponce de Leon. Lady Shoes, 9 to 13.
Uh-oh.
Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, there's a plug.
Yeah,
okay,
it
thanks,
is. What is cool, though, girl? Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. That was Tracy calling in from Atlanta. You know, we here at a Blog Talk, we tend to have callers from all over the world, but Atlanta just seems to be one of our biggest listeners, and I want to thank Tracy. And that's good to know that she has shoes for large sizes. So you guys check her out, okay? Now, back to the wigs. Like I said, I've tried them all. Now, alopecia and chemotherapy are just two of a wide range of medical issues that women and men scrambling for wig face. It can be quite embarrassing being seen in public with the erratic, uneven hair loss that seems to go with these two maladies. Wigs can give and allow the opportunity to present a different persona every day, as you can go out with a short hair one day, long hair the next, and never-ending array of styles that will keep the people who know you continually guessing and surprised with what each new day brings. Now, add this to the seemingly never-ending array of hair extensions, and the sky is the limit as to what you can do with your experience. It is very important to be versatile, you know. But if you don't really need to wear a wig, don't really wear, because like I said before, it can be very expensive. Sometimes men tend to want to run their fingers through your hair, and if their hair is getting stuck in the weave or the net, or the hair is coming off in their hand, you know, that's why it's very important that you let them know up front that you're not with really long or short hair, okay? And we'll be right back.
We feel good, hand clapping, chilling in the hood. My boy is nice, to the past. New love would last every night. Something right would invite us to begin the day.
Just to bring you back into reality, just to let you know that music of today has a lot to live up to. I want to thank all of you for calling in, and those of you that got through and those of you that didn't get through. Sometimes we really have to screen our calls, and unfortunately, not all of you are able to call in. But we do, however, allow individuals that wish to promote their products, goods, and services to go to futurenetworkproductions.com and leave us your information. And or you can just email me at DarleneReneeLewis@yahoo.com and let us know what products you have, and we will be more than willing to get that word out to you, because every week I noticed that we get thousands and thousands of people calling, and unfortunately the switchboard does not allow us to handle a great majority of callers, and so that's why it is very imperative that you guys follow the links that I give on Facebook. If you are finding me on Facebook, you know, at facebook.com/darlinglewis, and like I said, we will be more than willing to help you, you know, get your word out, because I know that dealing with regular radio, it can be extremely expensive. And we only charge $100 a month to promote on our show. And also, we get an opportunity to promote your products, goods, and services for free for a month if you purchase one of my books at lulu.com/darlinglewis. Like our good girlfriend, Lady Victory, also known as Cece LaRock from the legendary record label Sugar Hill. She's currently working with teens at risk in the juvenile detention centers, doing roundtable discussions and character development workshops. She's preparing them to live productive lives and to deal with life changes in a positive way. If you want to reach her at 212-252-4079, and her company is called Meeting the Need Consulting, Inc., and that's Victory Ledgerwood, also known as Lady Victory, also known as Cece LaRock. So we want to shout her out because she was one of those individuals that took advantage of our free publicity for 1 month on our Blog Talk Radio talk show. You can call us every Thursday at 6:30 at 347-989-0761. I'm Darling Lewis. Once again, I am on a Literary Ladies tour promoting my book, Hip Hop Before the Bling, my other book, Don't Be Stupid, and my other book, A Kiss Is Not a Contract. You can go to lulu.com/darlinglewis. I want to thank you, and until next time.
Sometimes you can work it out. Sometimes you can't. Sometimes you're forced to watch everything fall apart inside of your hands. Sometimes leaving is easy.